following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on our lovely planet while you're listening to this show.
Welcome to Being Here.
Right. I'm Shia.
I'm Ariel. And we finish each other's sentences. We may as well get that out of the way.
Right up front.
We're very happy to have Dr. Larry Emder with us today. Our show is part two of
Vitamins, Herbs and Supplements That Heal.
And the first show, by the way, if you haven't heard it yet, you can go back into the archives, go up to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, go to the Being Here radio show link in the archives on March 3rd, part one. It was a great show. That's why we're having
Larry back, because we found there was so much more we could speak about that we hadn't spoken about, so we will today. But before we get to Dr. Larry, let's talk about listening.
Listen, if you listen to what Dr. Larry has to say,
it can have a profound impact on the quality of your life.
And we're going to make it very easy for you today. He has on his website a link that will have all of the supplements and herbs and vitamins he's talking about today, so you don't have to scramble and write it down and try and remember.
So you can just listen.
Because if you actively engage by listening rather than thinking about, oh, gosh, do I need that? I could use that. Or, oh, I know someone who could use that. If you just listen, your life can transform along with getting advice that will support you in your physical well-being. Most important is your overall well-being, because you know and we know that if you're not feeling so hot inside yourself, it doesn't matter how healthy your body is.
Right.
So we are highly recommending that you listen today.
Okay. So first, before we go any further, we want to talk about the three principles of instantaneous transformation, because, see, our approach is what will support the nutrients you take, support you in being well in yourself, no matter what your physical situation
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
So the first principle is anything you resist persists, grows stronger, and it dominates your life.
So if you have a physical ailment right now and you are resisting it, it will become your life, not just a fact of your life. It will be your life. What you resist persists, grows stronger, dominates your life.
And then the second principle is you can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life, in this moment of now.
Your clickers.
My clicker is still a little deficient, but, you know, shoulder surgery back then, it hasn't quite gotten back yet.
Yeah, okay.
But
so
it's clicking. That
very,
is,
oh, that was a good click.
But in this moment of now, you can only be exactly as you are. And the third principle is that
anything
that you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. So if you have some physical or emotional ailment that you've been disagreeing with, it sticks around. And if you allow yourself to experience what you're experiencing, it will complete itself.
And it doesn't mean that if you, you know, we have listeners who have some dire diseases, like there are folks who write in and call in and who we know have things like cancer. Being with it does not mean that all of a sudden you are cancer-free, but it does mean that you are free of the cancer, meaning...
The anxiety of it, the worries about it, the rushing off to the future that you can't do anything about, is about being where you are.
I want to talk about vitamin C, as in S-E-E,
as in
seeing what is. And before Dr. Larry comes in and gives you more about vitamins, herbs, and supplements that heal, I want to talk about a fellow who came to our last weekend workshop in New York City, Step Into Your Brilliance. And he is a fellow who has a lot of physical ailments, chronic fatigue. He has lots of physical challenges and has had for years, and it's been extremely debilitating.
And he came to his first workshop with us, Step Into Your Brilliance, a few weeks back, and I had a conversation with him the other day, and he told me that some surprising things had happened since the workshop. He told me that he had one of his other problems was GERD, which is a like acid reflux. And so he has been told, and he knows, that he needs to not eat too late in the evening and not after his evening meal, and he needs to get to sleep early. And
he found himself often up late at night, all night, lost in TV, eating late, compelled to eat late, eat the wrong things, and he could not seem to control it, even though he, quote, knew better.
And after the workshop, he said he went back home and he noticed that he was getting to sleep at a much more reasonable hour, at 11 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, even at 9 o'clock at night, rather than staying up late. And he didn't have this desire to overeat anymore. And he didn't make any decision not to. He just got back in touch with himself, and then he didn't need to do these things. He didn't need to eat after his evening meal so that he'd have problems. And his sense of his well-being has improved dramatically in the last few weeks.
So we want to have that as the context around our conversation with Dr. Larry, because you may hear things that will be supportive to you in particular. But if you're locked in a don't-tell-me-what-to-do mode, where you don't want to be dominated by your physicality, your life circumstances, you may actually do the opposite.
Or if you're eating things to bug other people, you know, if you have a lifestyle that's determined in resistance to somebody else's lifestyle, like your eating habits, maybe you can discover your truth.
I think that's a great time to bring Dr. Larry in. Let me tell you a little bit about him again in case you haven't heard, been here with us with him before. Even if you have, it's worth repeating. Dr. Larry Emder is board certified in many things, internal medicine, pulmonary medicine, and anti-aging medicine. Got to dig that. We're all aging, and we may as well do it gracefully and lengthen the process. I don't know about you, but I intend to be here for a long, long time to come.
So, I intend to be here with her.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, that's going to be fun.
It will be. Let's welcome Dr. Larry to the show.
Thank
welcome.
You very much.
It's lovely having you back. Thanks for
joining us.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So you have a whole bunch of heart-healthy supplements you wanted to start out with. Was there anything you wanted to say before you, you know, start off on your list?
You know, generally, you know, the most important thing is, you know, if you eat a healthy diet, you know, you don't necessarily have to supplement. But what I do want to share is, you know, certain vitamins, herbs, minerals that have a great positive benefit on our overall health and well-being. And I just want to share that information so everybody can kind of tuck it away and they can be a little bit smarter and live a little healthier lifestyle.
Great.
The first vitamin I want to talk about is one of my favorite vitamins, which is vitamin B3 or niacin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you go to your friendly nutritionist, they'll tell you, you know, vitamins really don't do anything, just eat a regular diet. You know, vitamins really aren't any big deal. There's no therapeutic use for vitamins. Well, this is one vitamin that has been greatly studied over the years, and they've actually compared this particular vitamin to pharmaceutical agents that we use to lower our cholesterol. Things that I know you've seen on TV, like Zetia, which lowers your bad cholesterol. They've also looked at things like Questran, which lowers your total cholesterol. And what they found is that this vitamin in larger doses is more effective, at least as effective, but probably more effective than Zetia in lowering your bad cholesterol, your LDL.
Well, you know, Larry, I am a user. I take Niaspan every day,
which is a time-release niacin, and in heavy doses, and he's really, really reduced his cholesterol.
In fact, it's at an all-time low for me.
So
you're a very, very smart doctor. Not all doctors know this.
Excellent. What's next?
Well, I want to spend a little bit more time about the niacin.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of other things that it does. And I want to talk a little bit about dosing. Over the counter, you can buy niacin, which is a short-acting form, but you tend to get a little bit of flushing with that because
right.
It is a vasodilator. So, I want to run out and take niacin just to lower your cholesterol. I think it's important to know, what your cholesterol is in the first place. But if you do have a problem with high cholesterol, or if your LDL, which is your bad cholesterol, is high, this is a great drug. And it has another benefit. As you know, there's both good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. The good cholesterol is what's called the HDL, the high-density lipoproteins. And the pharmaceutical industry is hot after the next big medication to raise your bad cholesterol. It turns out that that folic acid will actually raise your good cholesterol and lower your bad cholesterol. If you do take the niacin, the short-acting niacin, to prevent the flushing, there's things you can do to prevent the flushing. Number one, you can take a baby aspirin 30 minutes before the niacin, or take the niacin with some low-fat food like an apple, and you can kind of eliminate that side effect.
That's great.
The niacin actually has other uses.
You got 1 minute in this segment to tell us the uses. Go.
Okay, 30 seconds. Menstrual cramps. Studies have shown that if you have problems with menstrual cramping, the niacin, in 90% of the cases, decrease that. It's also great if you have problems with irritability, depression, and nervousness. It seems to have a calming effect on the nervous system.
So
niacin, great vitamin.
I have a question. Can you put up the doses that you say would be good for cholesterol, for cramps, for irritability on your website?
I'd be happy to.
DrLarryEmder.com/beinghere. You can see the spelling of his name if you go up on our website on the Being Here radio show. You'll see it there. DrLarryEmder.com/beinghere will have all the cheat sheets from everything he's talking about today. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. Come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes.
We're talking with Dr. Larry today about vitamins, herbs, and supplements that heal, part two. Again, part one is in our archives. March 3rd was the date. But before we go back to Dr. Larry, I want to let you know how excited we are that tomorrow is the Freedom to Breathe in Hamburg. We are so, so looking forward to seeing everybody. And at Friday through Sunday, we are doing Tell It Like It Is, The Power of Being Clear and Direct.
Also in Hamburg, Germany.
Just a reminder, because the
and there's still some space if you want to join.
Yeah, you can hop on over last thing, or up, or in, or whatever. Just you're welcome. We're getting really close to the deadline now for the Costa Rican Adventure early registration discount. If you're coming, don't forget the early registration date is April 26th, which, by the way, is the first Monday Night Alive when we're back in New York City. So don't forget, don't miss out on the opportunity. If you, again, want to know more about that, that's up on our website as well. Dr. Larry, you're with us.
I am.
Okay, so we talked about niacin, and you mentioned on the break that you wanted to go from there to folic acid since they're so related.
Right. Folic acid is a very important vitamin, which is so important that the women in pregnancy, it's very important that their prenatal vitamins have folic acid in it because it prevents neurotube problems in the development of the fetus. So since 92. And earlier, it's been in the vitamins of all for all prenatal vitamins. But there's an amino acid in adults called homocysteine, which, if it's elevated, is associated with an increased risk of stroke and heart disease. And folic acid in doses of 1 to 5 milligrams a day have been shown to reduce the homocysteine level, reduce your risk for stroke and heart disease. And this is actually one of the supplements that I do take because my homocysteine level was running about 14. You like it less than 10. And on the folic acid, just vitamin, it came down to less than 10.
That's great.
The folic acid does other things. It also prevents unnecessary cell division. And women that have had abnormal pap smears have been treated with high doses of folic acid, and the dysplastic lesions that appeared with pap smears have dissipated. And there's maybe an anti-cancer role for folic acid as well. So it would be a great vitamin to have in your multivitamins that you supplement.
Excellent. So check your multis and see if you need to supplement or if it's already in there. We have a caller on the line, so I think we'll take him, and then I have another question for you. So, Joe, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi, Larry.
How you doing?
Great to hear you speak again. And, you know, since the last show you had, you mentioned an additive called resveratrol, so I got interested in it and started taking it. And it feels great. And I just was wondering about dosage and if you have any suggestions about where to choose resveratrol or any of the other vitamins that you're talking about, you know, in terms of choosing the best brand.
You know, I usually don't get into, you know, recommending any particular company because I'm really that familiar with them. You know, so I try to stay a generic, I kind of would have to leave that to you.
Okay.
But, you know, you got on the web, there's several excellent companies out there. One that I've used in my practice is called the Metagenics. And, you know, I know they have an excellent product line. But there are a whole host of great companies out there. And but I don't really want to try to endorse anybody on this
right,
show.
Right, I understand. Yeah, you know, I've been getting it from the local grocery store that I like, and the prices are good. And so, you know, I can stick with that. But also wondering about the dosage and, you know, anything else about resveratrol that you might have.
Resveratrol usually you know, in doses of 100 to 300 milligrams per day should suffice.
And since Joe brought it up, you may as well tell listeners who perhaps didn't hear that show or don't remember what that does for you.
No, resveratrol is you know, found in the skins and seeds of red wine. And it is a very strong antioxidant. And it's probably like the king of antioxidants, which helps regenerate other antioxidants in your body, which would prevent or decrease the amount of inflammation that is present in your body. And there are several studies which have shown that in mice and small amoebae, adding resveratrol to their feedings has actually improved lifespan. So there are companies that have been formed now just to look at and do research on the resveratrol.
And, Joe, just a reminder, if you go up to drlarryemder.com/beinghere, he will have a list of the vitamins, supplements, and herbs that he's spoken about on the show. Just a brief statement of what description of what they do, as well as the dosages. So you don't have to, everybody, you don't have to write it down. You can go up to Larry's website. Okay?
Great. Thanks.
Very good question.
Thanks for calling in today, Joe. That's great. I love to hear that you actually listened and followed the advice. That's
pretty
cool.
Yeah. And by the way, I was at your workshop a couple of weeks ago, stepping into your brilliance. And as you were talking a little bit about your friend up in Maine, I realized, you know, I really have had a very similar experience of not staying up so late and indulging in things, and just life is just getting richer and better. And I didn't even realize it till you talked about it.
Well, thank you, Joseph.
That's really great.
You know, a lot of you didn't make it to that weekend, but the next weekend we're doing in New York City is Transformational Time and Project Management. And I know everybody's got projects on their plate, and it's a transformational approach to everything you got going in your life. You're invited. It's a great course.
It's May 15th and 16th.
And, of course, tomorrow we're doing our Hamburg courses tomorrow on the weekend, so you're invited to that as well. Thanks a lot for being on the show today, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, thank you, too. All right. Have a great trip to Germany. I'll see you later.
Yep, thanks. Okay, cool. That was a nice question. What do you have another on your list that you want to let people know about?
Well, I'd like to talk about essential fatty acids.
Okay.
And the reason why is
what are essential fatty acids?
Essential fatty acids, when we say essential, what we mean is that the body can't make these fatty acids. You have to kind of consume them.
Okay.
That's good information.
And the group that I like are the omega-3 fatty acids, which include things like EPA and DHA, which you get from eating a wild fish and cold water fish.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found as far as the effect on the heart is it prevents and reduces your risk of heart attack.
So let me ask you something, Larry. Can this be gotten through fish oils?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you're eating not farm-raised fish, but wild fish, you know, three or four times a week, it's going to be a great source for the fatty acids.
Well, you know, I personally have high levels of mercury that I'm working on detoxifying, and so for me, I've cut out fish a lot because I don't want to increase my mercury intake.
Absolutely. So we've been taking fish oil supplements.
Excellent.
So does that cover what you're talking about in the essential fatty acids for those people who don't want to eat fish?
Oh, absolutely. The fish oil supplements in doses of 2 to 3 grams per day, a high-grade, pharmaceutical-grade fish oil will have all the mercury out. It will have all the benefits of the fish oil.
I have a question. I know increasingly there's a number of people who listen to our show and are in our community who are vegans, so they don't eat any animal products. Is there a way to get the essential fatty acids through something that is not animal or fish-based?
You know, flaxseed is an excellent source also for the fatty acids. And not only that, it's a great source of fiber. So you get the advantage of the extra fatty acids in your diet, and you get the fiber, and it's a great way to get your EPA and DHA.
Great.
Good question,
Ariel. I'm feeling healthier just listening.
I'd like just to say a few words about, you know, how the fish oils work. Number one, it's a mild anticoagulant, so it kind of works like a vitamin E or aspirin, where it makes your platelets less sticky, which means that you know, you're less likely to form thrombus or clot in your heart. So that's one benefit. The other benefit is that, you know, the way the heart muscle gets its energy is from fatty acids. So when you're giving your body more fat in the form of the fatty acids, it's an excellent energy source for your heart.
Stuff like hemp milk, they say they have omega-3s on the label. Do you recommend that stuff?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you can get your omega-3s from plant sources, you know, they're excellent sources as well.
That's excellent. You know, before we move on to the next topic and before we take another caller, we're winding down this segment. I just want to remind everybody again, you can find all the information at drlarryemder.com/beinghere. And you can go to our archived shows because not only did he do part one, he's done a couple other shows with us. So you just scroll through the archives, find Dr. Larry Emder and click on him because it's always great to go and revisit those things. We have to be taking a
break.
And
in just a very short moment now.
So we want to welcome you back shortly. Come on back.
And
don't miss being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to
receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, we're speaking to Dr. Larry. And we're speaking about herbs and vitamins and supplements that heal, part two.
Okay, when we went to the break, we were talking about
fish oil.
And Dr. Larry let us know on the break he has even more things to tell you. So let's call him back in. We're ready for you.
Well, you know, I actually feel very strongly that everybody should be either on a high fish diet or be supplementing with 2 to 3 grams a day of fish oil, because the other benefit of fish oil is that it is a lipid, and it has similar membrane characteristics of all the membranes in our bodies, especially in our brains. And our studies show that the fish oil help with things like memory, and all my patients with mild dementia are supplemented with fish oil.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this brings me to the question I wanted to ask you earlier. As you say that about for memory, or that it helps with the brain, it helps if you're feeling blue, I suddenly see people going, great, fish oil, and taking a lot. Is it possible to take too much of supplements? I mean, obviously it must be, but my question keeps resurfacing about how much is too much.
Yeah, I don't know the toxic level for fish. we do know, let's say the Japanese society, they consume, a lot more fish than the American society. And there's one theory is that, there's less problems with the Japanese with aggression and homicide, and it's one theory is that the fish oil in the high doses that they eat it has a calming effect on the brain, and maybe the reason why their society is less violent than our society, which is higher in meat based products, which are higher in omega 6 fatty acids, which don't give you the same benefit as the omega 3 fatty acids.
Uh-huh.
But okay. I don't know of a specific dose of too much of the fish oils, but by recommendations, I want to go above 3 or 4 grams per day.
Okay, great.
So we have another caller on the line.
Oh, that'd be great.
Medina, are you there?
Yes. Hi. My name is Medina, and thank you guys for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Lovely to have you.
Thank you. Yes, I have a question for Dr. Larry. I've been taking multivitamins for a while now, and then a friend of mine told me that there was a discovery or research that it's better to take a specific vitamin for a certain purpose that your body needs at a certain time, and that the multivitamin really don't work as well as the specific vitamins. So my question, should I just stop taking multivitamins and and probably just take the specific vitamins that are necessary for my body right now?
That's a great question. I think a general multivitamin will take care of about 95% of the population. But people can have a deficiency in one particular vitamin supplement. And the only way to really know that, however, is to kind of test for that. In our offices, we do specific tests where we take blood from patients and we spin out the blood. The laboratory grows the white cells in culture, and they can actually tell specifically for the patient if they're missing one particular vitamin. And to be honest with you, in those patients, I will write a vitamin prescription. But unless you go through the expense of a test like that, and I'm not recommending that you do that necessarily, generally you're not going to know what that vitamin is. So in lieu of, expensive testing, and I think you're going to be safe taking a good quality multivitamin.
Multivitamin, I see.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that answers my question. And also, one day, I have one more question.
Please.
Thank you. In the one day, I took all my vitamins at once in the morning. I took a multivitamin, I took resveratrol, I took the oilfish, and then I felt so nauseous all of a sudden. So I thought, am I like really overtaking, or do I spread the vitamins maybe during the day? What would be your advice?
I've had the same problem, and I have a vitamin supplier that sends me like 20 vitamins in different pills, and what they recommended to me is to space them out. Take a few. It's best to take them with food, by the way. Take a few with breakfast, a few with lunch, a few with dinner. So if you're on multiple supplements, it's better to spread it out during the day, for sure.
I also, I don't know if this is something you've been taking for a while and you just clumped them all together, Medina, but there are certain multivitamins, the way they put the zinc in, zinc and I do not peacefully coexist, so I always get nauseous with that type, and so I've had to play around to find one that had zinc in it in a way that was chelated or whatever they do with it to make it go in a way that didn't bother my stomach. Food for us has really made a difference. And I don't know, Dr. Larry, I know that our doctor, our local doctor here, has told us that things like the D vitamins and the E vitamins, that you actually need to take them with an oil, like with your
coconut oil
or with your butter or whatever, in order for it to absorb properly. Is that your take on it as well?
Right, and that's why I mentioned it's better to take the vitamins with food. You have certain fat soluble vitamins, like you mentioned, vitamin A, vitamin E. And you will get better absorption if you're taking them with a little bit of fat in the diet. So I definitely would agree with that.
Great. Medina, thank you. Those were great questions.
Excellent question.
Thank you for answering. Yeah, I'm glad. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome. I think that's something that's really underestimated, too. If somebody has told Medina that the multivitamin is no good, it always makes me wonder, if you're taking it, how much your thought process
affects the quality of what those supplements or vitamins do for you. Because if you think it's not good, and it's interesting because it may not be true that multivitamins aren't good for you. But if you have the idea that they're not, then I'm certain they won't be as effective. What do you think, Larry?
Oh, absolutely. There's definitely a mind over matter function, and you got to work with these vitamins for them to work for you.
Excellent. What's the next vitamin on your list or supplement or herb, sir?
Well, this is things that I've talked about before for chronic pain. But they were really first studied looking at the heart, and that's something called L-carnitine. And L-carnitine, and it kind of goes along with the fish oil, is it's a vitamin that helps the body better utilize the fatty acids, which means the heart can get more energy out of the fatty acid source. I've had patients in the hospital that have had what we call cardiomyopathy, which is when the heart muscle itself is weak. And I've used L-carnitine along with some other supplements, which has actually helped the patients improve their cardiac function. And it's one of these foods that I've mentioned before, which is a mitochondrial supplement, which helps the mitochondrial or the energy supply for the cell to work more efficiently.
Excellent.
So usually in doses of 100 to 300 milligrams per day. I mean, I have a personal story of a patient that he was a retired physician. He had recurrent what we call VTAC. The hospital formulary does not have any of these vitamins in the formulary, you know, because it is kind of alternative therapy. And he was in a situation where his heart was beating irregularly. And, you know, we were actually getting ready to turn off his pacemaker and let him pass on. And as a, you know, last resort, I asked his family to bring in this L-carnitine, something I'll talk about in a minute, called D-ribose. We were actually able to get him out of the hospital. And he still has his cardiomyopathy, but his heart is working better using the fish oil, the L-carnitine, and the D-ribose, which I'll talk about in a minute.
That's excellent. Why not talk about it now?
Yeah.
We're ready. We have a couple minutes left in this segment.
Oh, perfect. So the D-ribose is a sugar or pentasaccharide, which can be bought over the counter. It's a great energy source for the heart muscle. In doses of 2 to 4 grams per day, it helps the heart beat stronger. It helps prevent arrhythmias, it's very useful for people that have low energy due to cardiac issues. I've mentioned it on previous shows because it has been and I've used it on patients that have chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. We like L-carnitine D-ribose for these uses.
Excellent. That's great information. You know, I think people can get obsessive with taking vitamins. You know, I think, like, it's important that you take vitamins to take care and supplements to take care of your body, but that you should have a life outside of vitamins and supplements as well.
Oh, absolutely. And I think as Americans, you know, by eating a good healthy diet, organic foods, you know, a lot of green leafy vegetables, you know, we're going to get, again, 90-95% of the supplements that we need. But with this information, you have a better knowledge of what they're doing in your body and how they're helping your body.
That's great.
You know, we have to go to a break now. I'm finding this very inspiring. Come on back, everyone.
Yes, and don't miss being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes' fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes' books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. We are honored to have Dr. Larry with us. You know, Dr. Larry and his wife were with us in Costa Rica for our Costa Rican adventures. They're coming next year. We're going next year. You should join us. They are an amazing, amazing.
I was just looking at some pictures that we have from Costa Rica, and it was looking like looking at surrealistic paintings. It was so beautiful. You forget how beautiful your experience is, and sometimes a picture can recapture it, but it's awesome there.
You know, it reminded me, Larry, when you were talking about leafy greens, I got so in the habit of eating gorgeous salads twice a day there and fresh fruit for breakfast. It was a delight. So when you said that, it just kind of spurred that again.
You know, I just talk personally. Since I've come back from Costa Rica, I mean, I've been on a cloud. I mean, I'm just like happy every day. Stress doesn't bother me. I don't know what you guys did to my brain there, but every year that I leave there, I'm a different person. And this year, I am a different person.
Well, I love it because it's so effortless, you know. You see little things that you didn't see about your life, and suddenly it's like taking a vitamin that your body's been missing.
Yeah, vitamin C, S-E-E. You can't overdose on awareness. Awareness is a non-judgmental thing. It's easy, it's effortless, it's sweet, and it puts you on the clouds.
I can't explain it, but I'm thrilled to death, and thank you guys so much.
Yeah, actually, you're thrilled to life.
You know, you're being thrilled thrills us, you know. The quality of your life, that's our greatest gift.
You know, and you said that, I have to tell the truth, Shai got all misty-eyed on us. He's here. You got him off the clamp. I love it. We have and I get to live with it. So wonderful.
Lucky.
I am lucky. We have another caller on the line. Suze, are you there?
Hi, yes. Hi, I'm calling in from Brooklyn.
Excellent.
Hi. And I have a question in regards to allergies. Over this past year, I developed an allergic reaction, and I went to the dermatologist, and we did some tests and discovered that I was allergic to emulsion additives in, you know, different lotions and products. So I replaced all of those, you know, and have a list of recommended products that I use now. But I wanted to know if there's any supplements, herbs, you know, vitamins, Larry, that you would recommend for allergies.
That's a good question. Well, actually, there is. There's a supplement, a vitamin called quercetin. which is anti-inflammatory and decreases the amount of inflammation in your body. And it's actually found in several foods. It's found in pineapples. It's found in onions. By adding this to your diet, it will potentially decrease allergic responses. It's called quercetin, quercitin, and if you can tolerate it, eat more pineapple. And I'm adding a lot of onions lately to all my salads. It's a great source of the quercetin.
Okay, great. I like those too.
Awesome. I have a question, Larry. I've discovered that I have allergies to certain things like milk products, cheese, things like that. So I've cut them out, and I used to have a lot of skin-related allergy stuff, and I don't anymore. It's really remarkable that, and I used to live on things like milk and cheese, but at some point as I got older, my body seemed to
say no,
you can't do this anymore.
Actually, I think 30-40% of Americans develop allergies to the protein in milk, and with highly allergic individuals, that's one of the first things we tell them to do is try to cut out the milk products and stay on a kind of a low protein diet. I will say that that some people also develop a milk intolerance due to a lactose deficiency. The good news is after you completely stop these the milk products, sometimes you could reintroduce them in lower doses, maybe do a little bit of cheese and increase the amounts because the milk products still are a great source, obviously, of calcium.
Well, I was in Whole Foods the other day, and I saw this Gruyere cheese there, and I really got to tell you, I was coveting that Gruyere cheese, but I behaved myself.
It may be worthwhile trying just a small piece and slowly increase that. I know the Milk Council would pat me on the back for saying that.
Okay.
That's kind of the
I had one
on
quick question about quercetin, because you said that you put onions on your salads now. Does the quercetin cook out if you cook the onion, or is it more there in a raw?
It's probably better, in the raw.
Okay.
And,
excellent.
Yeah, that's a great source.
All right. So, this show is moving along. So, Tell us, what other good things do you have on your list for us?
Well, a lot of us have high cholesterol,
mm-hmm.
and we take something called statin drugs.
Right.
And the statin drugs are wonderful drugs. They do reduce the risk of heart disease. They lower your cholesterol, but they also lower an enzyme in your body called coenzyme Q10. And coenzyme Q10 is another one of these antioxidants, which help with energy utilization by the heart and helps with muscle function. And I firmly believe that anybody that's on a statin drug should also be supplementing with coenzyme Q10. It's also known as ubiquinone. There's several sources out there, and doses of 100 to 300 milligrams per day, coenzyme Q10 is extremely helpful.
That's great.
Also, if you have problems with the muscle aches and leg cramps, the CoQ10, along with the L-carnitine and the D-ribose, helps with the muscle cramping as well. So it is a excellent supplement to consider, and being a supplement, you can get that over the counter.
I know that you don't want to endorse, and rightfully so, a multi, but I just want to mention one that we've been using that our doctor recommended, and part of the reason why I want to mention it is every supplement that you've talked about today and in the last show is in there, and obviously, and then some. It's called BAM.
Beyond Any Multiple.
And it, I what was interesting is Shai and I have been taking a lot of supplements. We started this journey about a year ago of really getting a hold of our health. And we were taking lots of extra things. This goes back to Medina's question. And we hadn't found the right multi for us. And when we got a hold of that, I could immediately feel the difference. It was like the dial clicked into health, where we were just kind of one or two clicks off center. And so I think playing around till you get a multi that works for you is really a great idea.
That's great.
So that was my piece, but what else have you got for us? I know you were talking about leafy greens and whatnot, made me think about, you know, fiber and detoxing and that type of thing. So,
well, you know, we've been talking about, you know, all these supplements to put in the body. I think in the last segment, I just want to mention about things that you should take out of your body.
Perfect.
And that is, you know, a detoxification process, which I think, you know, everybody should be on at least once a year, because we're exposed to all these chemicals and toxins that build up on our body. And I know Shai has recently gone through a detoxification program, and maybe he can mention a few things about how he feels having done that.
Well, you know, I'm still on it, and because I've discovered that I had very high lead and mercury and aluminum in my body, you know, these heavy toxic metals. And since I've started, the aluminum has come into the acceptable range. I'm still high on the mercury and the lead. But the reason I started this program in the first place was I had chronic neck pain for years. I couldn't get rid of it. And then somebody mentioned this alternative idea of detoxification. And so I went and saw somebody, and I am pain-free for the first time in maybe 4 or 5 years. I had crepitus, which is if I moved my neck at all, it cracked as though I had was at a chiropractor. And I, you know, just the slightest movement would cause these crackings in my neck and a lot of neck pain. It's all gone. It's a miracle.
So if somebody wants to detox, what do you recommend? We only have, you know, less than 3 minutes left, so...
Well, maybe a future segment we can spend more time on it. But
well, that would be cool with us.
We would be honored to have you back.
But real quickly, for detoxification, is number one, and we've talked about this in the past, is you know, drinking lots of water, because that helps, you know, flush out the toxins from your body. Second, and it's half your body weight in ounces of water a day. And I don't like fruit drinks. I don't like vitamin drinks because, you know, you get a lot of unnecessary calories from those.
Right.
Second thing is, of course, is exercise. It helps with your memory, and, you know, it helps mobilize, you know, toxins that you can hopefully, you know, pee out. And the third thing is a high-fiber diet. You know, one reason they feel that there's increased incidence of breast cancer is that women's estrogen levels have been rising over the years. And it has been shown that exercise, high-fiber diets helps lower the estrogen content in your body. And these are three great ways to start, you know, a detox process.
That's a perfect teaser for the detox show, which we will schedule with our producer, because we'd be honored to have you back. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Really, Larry, we're at the end of the hour.
I want to mention to everybody, you can follow us on Twitter, but you can also follow Dr. Larry. When you go up to his website, drlarryunder.com/beinghere, he'll show you how to follow him on Twitter as well. Thanks for being here. We'll be here next week.
Come on back and don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.